Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane!
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all! So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all!
Making a title sequence!
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello and welcome to episode 72 of Palka, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am your host, TFG1 Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 72nd day of summer, and this means it is the day that the GCRN finally gets back to our cartoon review podcast for 2021. So, Michael, are you ready to jump on the roller coaster of a ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Heck yeah.
Stop laughing.
just stopped in the middle of a sentence and go, sigh.
Oh, you want to talk about sighs and breathing? How much of your breathiness I've edited out of these podcasts lately? Anyway.
That was Darth Vader. That
wasn't yeah, sure it was. Okay, Mr. Vulcan. All right, so we are here. It is the 72nd day of summer in the middle of January 2021. And we have some Christmas leftovers, apparently.
Ah, summer. Sunny, warm, some might say hot. It sure would be nice to cool off for a bit. Any ideas? Well, while a visit to Antarctica does sound cool, I was thinking of a traditional family Christmas special.
All right, people, let's move it in. Move it in. All right, lights, camera, sweaters. Can't have Christmas without sweaters. And cue snow.
That's more like it. Hit it, fellas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 12th annual Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas, brought to you by Winter Breath Toothpaste. Now with more inert ingredients. Tonight, celebrate the holidays with Phineas, Ferb, and the whole Flynn Fletcher family. With Isabella, Buford and Baljeet, famous singer Kelly Clarkson, and now your hosts, Phineas and Ferb.
Happy holidays, everybody.
I don't know how else to explain doing a Christmas episode in January, so it's holiday leftovers, folks.
Welcome to our family Christmas special. Come on in, put on a sweater, grab a hot cup of cocoa, and have a seat by one of those extras as we celebrate the holidays. Who could that be?
The next episode of Phineas and Ferb that we will be talking about is the Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas Special. This also, when it was in syndication and reruns, it ran with Swinter. So basically, we're talking about one 11-minute cartoon tonight. Because I watched through the Swinter part of it, and I'm like, there's nothing new here. It's still Wummer. You know, whatever. I don't know. But a Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas Special. Good Lord. I love the Phineas and Ferb wiki, and I will always defend them against the evilness that is Michael Wilson. However, this is the shortest plot description in the beginning ever. The boys decide to put on a traditional family Christmas special featuring their family, friends, and a few very special guests, including the non-singing Kelly Clarkson.
Non-singing. That's right.
Non-singing.
She's a American Idol star. They don't do much.
I don't know, man. She's got a voice for morning television talk shows now.
Really? I don't listen to morning television talk shows, so...
Well, you should be watching them, but I combined The Voice, which she's a judge on, and the Kelly Clarkson show, because everybody needs a show named after them.
Oh, does she have a show named after her?
Seriously? You don't know this?
You know, yeah. I don't watch morning TV. I'm sleeping in the mornings.
I would hope you're at work in the mornings during the week.
Yeah, technically. Yeah.
Shh, don't tell anybody. So basically the boys put on this thing where it's a, you know, they get cameras and they get this and they get that and they get all this inflatable stuff and whatever. And they put on a Christmas in July, essentially.
Right.
And they rehash a lot of the songs from Christmas Vacation. I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know this has an unusual amount of songs for a 15-minute episode.
It has three.
Which is two more than usual. But I can't complain. I mean, Isabella sings Let It Snow.
Yeah.
That gives her a chance to wear several outfits.
Yep.
I had to rewind a couple of times to see, like, what did they do with her hair? That's messed up.
You know what I noticed in this?
Mm.
She's much taller than what she was a few episodes ago.
I wasn't going to say. I thought she was wearing, like, boots.
I think she kind of is a riser? Yeah, I don't know.
She's taller than Phineas in this one. She's kind of, like, in between Phineas and Ferb. I said, is the animation off? Is there a problem with her height? Is she maturing faster than boys?
I would like to think so.
Girls do that. Yeah.
I mean, she is wearing like winter pink boots, but she does look
risers. A little.
No, they're normal. No, it's not a high heel boot. It's not a Vanessa thing, you know. But she does, like, throughout the song, I'm like, did she grow a few inches or something? Because she looks taller. Yeah. And I'm sure this is amazing podcasting for everybody. And they're like, stop, you know, going on and on about her height. Keep talking about the episode. But, yeah, Let It Snow was,
it's pretty.
It was in, I like it.
Very festive. It's Christmassy.
Yep. I could have sworn it was on the original Christmas Vacation one, but I guess not.
I don't know. But the surprising thing here is that it's so incredibly fake.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, TV magic. You're on a set in the backyard, but now it's snowing in the backyard. But now you're in front of a fireplace with a fake fire. Well, I'm on a horse.
In a bookcase.
Yeah, that was the worst.
You're so riding bad. A horse inside of a bookcase.
Inside of a bookcase. But they even have extras.
Yep. And Carl is one of them.
Carl is an extra. You know, it's funny. Major Monogram mentioned it, and I was like, what? I had to rewind and go back because I missed it. I was like, oh, yeah, he is an extra. And the... you know, to add insult to injury here, he was nowhere to be seen for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
They showed the other extras, but they didn't show him. Even the guy with the speaking line.
Yeah, the two speaking lines.
Two speaking lines, that's right. There's probably one more than Kelly Clarkson.
No, she got a lot more than he did. No, but Carl, the intern, does... Like, I know I saw him twice again... And I'm sorry, folks, but I just have to mention this because, you know, all this free content we are giving you, I put myself through the ringer. Not that this is bad or anything, but, like, I watch these things 3 to 4 times before we even record. So I should know these things, like, the back of my hand kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, like, the second or third time, I was like, wait a minute, where the hell is Carl? And I looked and I looked and I looked. I'm like, oh, there he is. He's like in the.
Oh, there you are, Carl.
Oh, there you are, Carl. Yeah. He's in like one of the end shots or one of the group shots kind of thing. He doesn't even talk. He doesn't. That's the sad thing. Like, Carl, they've met him before. It isn't like he knocked on the door as a special guest kind of thing. He's just an extra in this thing. Extra. And he is so extra. He's so sobra that, you know, he, he doesn't even get a speaking line, but some random rando gets two of them.
He was only supposed to get one.
Apparently, yes.
Qualify for his SAG card this year.
I know why I am thinking that Let It Snow was in something else, which it wasn't. It's because it's on the Phineas and Ferb Holiday Favorites album, and it is part of my Christmas Outside the Box playlist that I created back in 2015, because I just love the way Isabella sings it, and I think it's a cool version of Let It Snow. Yeah. So, yeah. And of course, right after that, it's followed by Bob Rivers' Yellow Snow.
Oh!
Yes, I'm ironic like that, folks.
Wow, there's layers.
Of course, I'm an onion. I'm a smelly podcaster.
smelly, oniony, layery podcaster.
Smell the wafts coming through your speaker, folks.
I feel can smell the aroma. It now.
Yeah, exactly. Feel the aroma.
It's like some people have phantom pains. Well, I have phantom smells. All right, down that rabbit hole we go.
Yes, yes.
So I have thoughts on the Transportinator.
Okay, yes.
This isn't evil. It's not exactly evil, but slightly unfair, is what they say. It's not evil, but it could potentially change the course of humanity.
Yeah, it potentially could.
It potentially could. I mean, you know, we can't build a Star Trek style, you know, transporter, or teleporter, but he's got this, which is like the next best thing. And he's using it to do Christmas shopping, which is just wrong.
Huh. Yeah.
And everyone does their shopping online nowadays.
Well, and again, I feel like I need to point this out. Broadcast information. Disney Channel US premiere, December 2nd, 2011. Okay. There might have still been online shopping back then. And online shopping has been a thing since then.
I was online shopping in 2011.
But, like, we've seen Doof do computer stuff.
Yeah.
The best he can do is a pop-up-inator. Like, you know, with a wombat next to his head kind of thing. So it's not like, you know, I mean, this is Doof after all. I could see I could see the point about it, online shopping, whatever. Huh. And especially now, but even with online shopping, I want to say from at least 2014 up until 2017, Black Friday was still a thing. There were still lines around the doors and everything else. And especially those last minute, like they portray this like, oh, like, cause he forgot, cause he's confused that why is it now? How is it now Christmas? Oh my God. So I think it's more of a last minute shopper. And you really can't do, they have not, even back in 2011, they have not been able to invent, and even here in 2021, instantaneous transportinator delivery system for actual gifts. Like, instead of sending himself to the store, make a list, put the list in the transportinator, and, you know, have the employees of the store grab all the gifts. No substitutions, please. No substitutions. I want what I want, damn it. And then just have them transport it back. And that would have made more sense for this day and age. But since they don't have that technology of, like, if I order something on Amazon Prime right now and I want it in 2 hours, I know it's not gonna happen.
It'll be here, but tomorrow. You can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be here tomorrow or in 7 days or two. Like,
tomorrow.
I ordered something that should have been here within 2 days. It was on Prime, I believe. Like, estimated delivery February 1st to February 10th. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I can go to the store right now and get this.
Really? I've never had that. Usually I order it and the next day someone's delivering it to my house.
Yeah,
it's insane. We should. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but yeah, we order a lot of stuff off Amazon Prime. If my wife were a Transformer, she'd be Amazon Prime. It's so much stuff. Like today, we got a box, and I went outside, and I work from home, so I'm here to get the packages, you know.
Right.
And I go outside and I get the package, and it's a canister of keto protein powder. Like, who buys this? Why do we own this? What is this? And she's like, oh, yeah, it was on the Amazon Prime page. I thought we could use it. And I'm like, what? What?
Use
going
it
on the
what?
Keto diet? No. What is it for? You put it in your coffee. I'm like, well, that's just gross. Why would I want that in my coffee? Anyway, not to go down that rabbit hole. Let's move on.
Okay.
Suffice to say, I get a lot of weird shit in the mail from Amazon.
Yes.
Yes. Like, all right.
Well, your wife is an educator.
She's.
I mean, you know, they need a lot of weird shit to deal with their students, online or not.
Well, that's called wine.
No. I don't mean coming home and well, yeah, maybe. Let's just turn that video off and just keep the audio glug, 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 glug. All right. So, and again, in their infinite wisdom, I very rarely question them. However, why is it that, like, wouldn't you just say that there isn't a Too Young line? So in the Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas Special on the Phineas and Ferb Wiki, under the Too Young line, it says, between Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Kelly Clarkson, hey, aren't you Kelly Clarkson? Why, yes. Yes, I am. And then it says, from Linda to Candace, hey, boys, I heard you were doing Christmas in July. Yes. Yes, they were. And it was actually really sweet. Yeah. How is that? How are those two exchanges part of, aren't you too young for this? In none of those exchanges that I just read, did any of the characters say, aren't you a little young to be doing this? Like, I thought that was the whole point of the too young line, was that they use, again, going back to formula, aren't you a little young to have all this, you know, construction equipment?
Yeah.
You know, like,
aren't you a little young to have a TV set in your backyard?
Yeah, really.
Yes, yes, I am. Well, I mean, Kelly Clarkson says, yes, I am. So that's.
Yeah, but it's not about, like, it's a. Anyway. All right. Ferb's line. Ferb wins this episode for me.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong, Phineas? You don't look very happy for Christmas Eve.
Everyone's come together for the holidays, but Perry's still not here.
He knows it's not really Christmas, right?
Every family Christmas special needs a little forced drama.
Ah.
Most families have their own forced drama.
So. And most of the time it isn't forced. It's just drama.
It's just drama. It just happens.
It just happens. It's like, oh, you showed up. Slam the door in your face. Bye. No Christmas for you.
No Christmas. there's a new version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
That didn't sound right. Did I say that right? We wish you a Merry Christmas. It's like Sean Connery came out there a little bit. We wish you a Perry Christmas.
Yes, a Perry Christmas special.
I think they only say that once, but I thought it was funny. I mean, and I was like, are they singing? This is another song? I was really surprised. But it was nice. It turned out nice. And Kelly Clarkson didn't sing it, which was unfortunate. She didn't get to sing at all.
Yeah, between Kelly Clarkson and no Vanessa? How do you not have Vanessa in this episode? Like,
Everybody was there for the Christmas thing.
Vanessa was not?
No, maybe not. I don't know. Seems like they had the whole cast there.
No, she's not listed in the thing at all here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Well, she didn't get a speaking role, but she wasn't in the montage at the end.
I don't think so.
No, I didn't notice her. Maybe she's not.
There's a whole episode where she barely speaks any lines because she's listening to headphones that we just did. So, I mean, she's been in episodes without her having, like, her having a speaking role doesn't really matter. But, yeah, I mean, she's not listed in the cast. I did not notice her at all in this episode because, I don't know.
Well, sure. I'll buy that.
What would you...
I suppose if this were a Wayfair commercial, you know, I would expect Kelly Clarkson to show up and not sing.
What?
You haven't seen her in the Wayfair commercials?
I try my best not to watch commercials. It's bad enough. Karen wants me to watch.
Oh my god!
The tag team Geico commercial. So
You know what Wayfair is, though, right?
Yes, I know what Wayfair is. All I owe like $4,000.
Oh my god! All right, so Wayfair, she's like in the commercial. She pops up and says, "Oh hey, you should buy such and such from Wayfair." And the people in the house are like, "What are you doing in my house?" It's like, Kelly Clarkson, get the hell out, you know. But it's funny. And I'm like, I don't know. I was not a fan of like The Voice or what's the other one, America's Got Talent, whichever one she was in that she sang in. I never watched that, so I wasn't quite sure who Kelly Clarkson was. But then, you know, she's in these Wayfair commercials, and I'm like, wow, she's really pretty. I had no idea.
Yeah, she's got a good singing voice. She's got a great personality from what I've seen of her on television. Sure. I followed her the first season of American Idol is the only season I've actively ever watched. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
Okay.
American Idol is 20 years old this year.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I've honestly never watched it. I'm just not that interested in hearing people sing. So, I mean, I don't know. That's probably makes me a bad person. I don't know, man.
The best song of this entire special, though, was Good King Buford.
Oh, three songs this episode.
Yeah. But that's the best one. I mean, as far as like the comedy bits of it all, like as far as, you know, getting, you know, the comedy in there, like that, like
it's entertaining.
Right. Very entertaining. Like, why are you changing the song, Buford? Because I want it to be about me.
Hey, who's that coming down the chimney? Could it be?
Oh, I am sorry, Phineas. I seem to have broken your fire.
It's Baljeet. As long as you're here, how about a song?
Well, it was going to be a duet, but Good King Venceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Sorry I'm late. I was busy doing some rewrites.
Rewrites?
I've highlighted your parts. Now sing along. Santa Claus and all his elves are making gifts for Buford.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Nobody's asking you, nerd.
Buford! You're completely disrespecting this classic song. You're ignoring the historical context. King Venceslas was a great man. You have no idea what this song is about.
I know all about this song. The words were by an English guy, the music Scandinavian. Venceslas was 5'6". He kept his face unshaven. Though just a duke throughout his life, he always ruled so justly. His kingly title was conferred upon him posthumously.
Well, I stand corrected. You seem to have a lot of information. But if you know so much about it, why do you not sing the original song?
I like my version better. It's about me. Buford should get lots of gifts every Christmas season. When I see presents just for me, it always is so pleasing. That is why I changed the words to make this song more edgy. If you don't like the way I sing, you'll get a Christmas wedgie.
You know, if you guys want me to sing, I could certainly...
No, sit down. Relax. Don't worry about it.
And Balji's like, do you even know who King Wenceslas is or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I know all about him. Oh, you really do know all... Like, Buford did his homework, and it's like... This is one time, the one time a year Buford was good and he did what he was supposed to do, even though he wants the song to be about him. Oh man, Buford gets a pass.
Still rebelling.
That's right. He's still. What would you rate the Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas special?
You know, I give this one a 3 for Isabella's extended family.
Oh yeah, we did see all of them. Both the Mexican,
like all of them.
Side. Yeah,
exactly. Uh huh. We go from Olé to Oy Vey.
It can't be confusing for us when we break into a chorus of Olé and Oy Vey.
That's right.
That's clever. I like her parentage. I just think that's a nice combination.
It is, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's Christmas, so you know you got to give at least a passing grade.
Yep, at least. I am actually going to give it a 4. Even though it's only a regular length episode, it's not like a full third. Like, I wish it was longer, but I'm glad it's not, because I think in rewatching this the 4 times that I did today, I had not seen it since it originally aired in 2011. And I really dug a lot of things about it, between the music, between the 3 songs. It didn't even matter.
Where's the plot? They sacrifice story for song.
Okay, but in this case,
it's Christmas, we give them a pass because they want to sing Christmas carols. But honestly, I don't know if it's a 4.
It is, because Buford and Baljeet say it is, and if you don't agree with Buford, he's going to give you a wedgie for Christmas.
The Christmas wedgie.
It's Christmas wedgie, that's right. But here's the thing. Here's the plot. I almost want to give this a 5, and I can't believe I'm saying this. The reason why I almost want to give this a 5.
What?
Almost. I said almost. I didn't say I was going to. I said almost. I said the reason why, what I've noticed in editing episodes 68, 69, and now 70, because as of this recording, I still have not edited or released episode 70. Episode 69 is out now as of this recording. But it's one of those things. As I'm editing this, I'm like,
what number am I thinking of right now?
No. I'm like, oh my God, I'm really hating on Candace in season 3. This episode, the Family Christmas Special, is the first episode so far in season 3 where I have not found Candace annoying at all. She's not out looking for Jeremy. She's not trying to bust her bra. I mean, she does do the standard, I'm going to bust you, blah, 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 blah. However, you know, she, you know, at the end says, oh, it was kind of nice. And like, we don't have, it's more focused on the entire cast. Well, not the entire cast, but you know, all of the Flynn Fletcher family, all of their friends, Isabella's, you know, like you said, Ole to Oy Vey, you know, all of that. It's more focused on them and Christmas than it is on Candace's need to bust her brothers. And, for me, watching it again, I'm like, this is better than I thought it was going to be. The only way that this would have been a 5, the only way, is if Vanessa showed up and she had a duet with Kelly Clarkson.
Well, then it would have gotten a 5, sure, okay.
Yeah, exactly, you see.
I just think it's funny, because it's like, oh, you have this famous celebrity just to have them say a few lines, and they don't actually do much.
Nope.
They do that later. We'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yes, very much so. That's it for day 72, folks. It's a very, very short day. It's like February 29th. It's almost like it was never here. We're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads from other podcasts around the web from us and from probably other people and things like that. And we'll be back to close out the show after this.
What is all this? Ugh, fake snow, fake house, and who are all these people?
Stress. Not me. I've got a speaking part, but it's just this line, so it's pretty much over now.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. Dacian.com.
Thank you for calling Pee Harmony, the service that matches you with the podcast that best fits your interests and needs.
I really hope you could help me because I have had no luck finding the perfect movie podcast that gives me everything that I want.
Well, that's my job. What are you looking for in a podcast?
Well, it needs to be a movie podcast that covers old and new stuff, one that reviews movies but also talks about movie news, discusses new trailers, and is willing just to have fun with some crazy movie games. Maybe even, you know, like the occasional top 10 countdown. Oh, and it's got to be a podcast that is willing at times to delve deep into the careers of notable directors and will speak to all movie fans from the general audience to the hardcore cinephile.
Wow, well, that's quite a resume you're looking for. What do you thinking regarding schedule? Monthly, weekly, daily?
Weekly, of course.
All right, well, let me crunch these numbers in our patented podcast matrix and see what I can find for you. Wow, I don't believe it.
What is it?
We actually found the perfect match. This almost never happens.
Really? Well, dreams do come true. What is it?
It is the Cinema Geeks podcast, of course.
Well, that sounds perfect, but where can I hook up with such an awesome podcast?
Well, you can find it weekly on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Awesome. Podcast marathon, here I come.
Another satisfied customer brought to you by P-Harmony and the folks over at the Cinema Geeks podcast.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so tiny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Are you guys sure? Because it wouldn't be...
No, we wouldn't want you to have to work on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
I had one line earlier.
And now you have two.
Ooh.
All right, we are back. The Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas Special. 4 and a 3 for ratings for us. 4 for me. 3 for Michael. It was fun.
It wasn't that fun.
No. And as you know, you mentioned, I meant to also bring this up as far as story and plot. Because I talked about Candace, but I didn't talk about Doof. Doof does have a plot. It just goes horribly, horribly wrong.
I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, well, there was a transportinator, and then and then the TV set showed up in his lab.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. It's a truncated plot.
True. That elephant never forgets. All right. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on each and every one of our posts and as well as any of the other podcasts or other content that we do on the website. Please comment. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, the home where our files exist, Spreaker, as well as any other podcatching client you choose to use. However, we prefer you use the ones I mentioned. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. I did check this recently. We sadly do not have any new iTunes reviews as of the recording of episode 72. By the time we record episode 74, maybe we'll have one new one or something. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFGU and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter, sir?
PeconCT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next episodes of Phineas and Ferb Season 3, which feature What a Crock, Ferb TV, Moms in the His House, and Minor Monogram. I almost said Minor Monobrow.
That's the worst part. Yeah.
I know, right?
Nightmares.
It's Seth Green. What are you going to do? For now, I am TFGU and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Mom, Phineas and Ferb are making a TV Christmas special.
But wait, there's more.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not.
aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Agent P. Carl's an extra in some Christmas show, and I don't know what Doof is doing today. You know what? I'm just going to send you over there blind.
I'm recording through Skype tonight, so...
Oh, is that why you just cut out a little bit? Okay.
Oh, really? I just cut out a little bit? Great.
Well, it wasn't a cut out as much as it was like heavy static and distortion. So,
lovely. Great.
Yeah, so that'll sound good. Hold on a second. I got to murder a cat. Can you hear this awful cat?
Yeah, I can.
Hold on. Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah, come on in. Come on.
Poor Yamo.
Jesus. He just sits out there and screams. And it's like, fine.
Yeah. There's not really any more. That's about it.